Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn West. And Glenn, for you, this is what, the second time in 5 years that you've gotten to wake up on a Sunday in December and say, man, LSU's got a Heisman Trophy winner. I know you weren't with 24/7 at the time, but it's got to be feel pretty good to know that this is, you're not even 30 yet and you've covered two Heisman Trophy winners.
Yeah. I mean, look, you go back to, you know, early 2000s, mid 2000s, early 2010s, mid 2010s. You know, the stigma around LSU was that they always had everything but the quarterback. You know, they had great defenses for so long. They had so many great receivers and running backs and offensive linemen come through here over the years. And they never had the consistency at the quarterback position. So to bring in not one, but two quarterbacks over the last 5 years that have given you both, you know, two very good 2 year runs. I mean, look, you had a great 2 year run under Joe Burrow, even that first year where they went 10-3. I think that was a sign that the program was on the rise for the next couple of years. And then, obviously with what Jaden did last year and, now with what he's done this year, you've created a trend here, I think. And, you know, we'll dive into more of that and how it can affect LSU's future in this pod, but, yeah, very, very exciting, obviously, for not only for Daniels and his family, but for LSU, for Brian Kelly and all those guys being front and center yesterday, basking in that moment was pretty cool to see.
Really, really cool to see indeed. And hey, if you're just joining us, we appreciate you over on the YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you might be listening or watching today. Give us a follow, a like, subscribe there. Glenn, we kind of start this off, though, kind of I wanted to do a little self-reflection. You know, the staff does self-reflection of the year. I said, hey, we should also do some self-reflection on Jaden Daniels' Heisman season. Man, there were some multiple moments where I think you and I sat next to each other pretty much the entire season where we were both like, whoa, like you could hear the audible gasp. When you look back at this year, what are some of the moments that you think you're going to cherish about watching this young man play and just some of the memorable plays? And at what point did you feel like, hey, this guy's got a legitimate shot to go win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, I would probably say, to answer your second question first, I would say probably after the Florida game where he goes for over 350 yards passing, over 200 yards rushing, first player in FBS history to ever do that. I mean, you and I were in the stands, were in the press box watching that whole game. And yeah, that was just a very that was a special game. I mean, you could see the talent there at every aspect of his game come shine through in that win over Florida. Really dominated that game from start to finish. And obviously with the 85-yard touchdown run, the 50-yard touchdown run, some of the touch passes that he made to Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers were just exquisite ball placement. And, you know, you saw kind of what the culmination of an entire year's worth of work had done for him. And so, but yeah, I mean, look, you could see the groundwork really from the start of the season. I mean, you know, he had a great first half against Florida State, not a great second half against Florida State, but nobody did. And really from there was pretty flawless, I think, in terms of just his consistency from week to week. LSU did so many great things offensively this year. And obviously Jaden was right at the center of all that stuff. And, you know, had a chance to talk even before the Heisman ceremony on Saturday, spoke with Joe Sloan a little bit about Jaden and his development on the field, spoke with Sherman Wilson, who's one of LSU's big recruiting staff, you know, kind of young up and comers in that department, and has done a really fantastic job of building a relationship with Jaden. And, you know, those two guys, Sloan and Wilson, you know, they've developed, you know, they've been kind of really at the center, I think, of Jaden's development really since the end of the 2022 season. Remember Sherman told me that literally 3 days after that Jaden decided he was going to come back to school and play another year, they were already starting these 5 a.m. film study sessions. They were in the building at 5 a.m. and looking at film, looking at how they could you know, sketch out a plan for him that exceeded what the coaching staff gave him. Even, I mean, even Joe Sloan told me that they gave him a pretty detailed plan. Him and Kelly and Coach Denbrock gave him a pretty detailed outline of how he was going to have to improve over the next year. And then, you know, Jaden, give credit to where credit's due. Jaden went in and he went straight to work and did a fantastic job of you know, first developing, I think, some consistency with his underneath passes, his intermediate and short routes, and making sure those were all crisp, and obviously getting with his receivers back in the early winter days and spring of 2023. They did a fantastic job of just all being available to him whenever he asked. And that's something that Jaden's talked about really even before the season, is how much they kind of spent trying to build that camaraderie and chemistry together between the receivers and the quarterbacks. So that I think that's kind of where the foundation was first laid. And then I think you kind of saw it in the spring. You saw him take a few more chances. You saw him start to get, I think, a little bit more comfortable with his receivers, a little bit more comfortable with what the program was asking of him, and then really just dialed it up like 10 notches over the summer and certainly into the fall. I mean, those guys really hit the ground hard after spring ball. And, you know, it's that kind of preparation and work ethic and just constant, you know, sticking to your plan, building consistencies and daily habits that Kelly has talked about really since he got here. It really paid off for Jaden. And you saw that with his connection with guys like Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas and you know, Kyron Lacy, maybe to a lesser degree, but also, you know, he was also a big part of what they did in the passing game. So I mean, and that's kind of where it all started. And I think that they were just able to build that chemistry out from there. And it bled in obviously to the regular season. They had some really great moments as a team. The Missouri win certainly sticks out. And Jaden kind of going out with some bruised ribs and having to fight through it in the fourth quarter with a couple of those touchdown drives. That's another moment that I think you could certainly look at this year and say, man, that was pretty special. That was definitely a Heisman worthy moment that he had. You know, the Ole Miss game, despite its flaws on the defensive side of the ball, Daniels in the offense were exquisite in that game as well. So, you know, there's just so many really solid moments that I think you could point to, but I do think that the Florida game is kind of where it flipped, not only for, I think, guys like me and for you, but certainly for the coaching staff, for Brian Kelly, for LSU. I mean, they had been planning kind of this Heisman campaign for him going into that bye week ahead of the Bama game. But really that Florida game, I think, kind of turned it up a notch and kind of was able to push forward over the next couple of weeks to really get him there. And obviously he delivered in a really big way on the field.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you go back and look, you and I were in the building in Orlando back in September, and, you know, nobody was really good in that game. That's something we can all kind of say. And then, you know, for him to be able to kind of turn it up a notch, because I think it speaks a lot to the resolve that he had. I mean, look, you put all in on that work, like you mentioned, in the offseason. And game one, it doesn't go your way. And it really would have been easy, I think, for a lot of people across the country to abandon the things that he had worked on, say, okay, let's get back to being comfortable. And I think that's, honestly, if we're being real, on our board on social media, I think a lot of the fans expected that. Does Jaden revert back to the 2022 version that had some mistakes and was maybe a little more passive? Instead, I think, and Brian Kelly's mentioned this, you know, the decisiveness, like, sharpened. That was crazy to watch him do that during the season. You know, even some of the throws that he was making, you go back to the Ole Miss game, I believe it was Brian Thomas in the corner of the end zone early in that game, and you and I looked and we're like, okay, this is about to be like, you know, one of those games where he's going to have to take over. And obviously, if it's not for him, that game's not even close with the way that the defense just kind of let him down. So you look at that, I do agree with you. It's kind of crazy, Glenn. And like in back-to-back seasons with Jaden Daniels at the helm, the Florida game has been a big mile marker in the season. The Florida game, them going down to Gainesville last year, winning that football game, kind of kickstarted them back to get into the running of what they wanted to be able to accomplish. And then, you know, they go to Ole Miss the next week. And then for this season, it kicks off the Heisman campaign. Like, I think if you talk with some folks, I was, you know, joking back and forth at the A&M game with Cody Warsom. Does a great job. LSU Gold, if you haven't checked it out already, you got to check out the docuseries they did. Fantastic work. And he was like, yeah, we planned this stuff, but he goes, this Florida game kind of accelerated the timeline of when we wanted to put it out because you kind of had to start the marketing and everything there early on. So, you know, you go back at different moments. I think it's the 85-yard touchdown run for me. I mean, that was one against Florida specifically where everyone in the building was like, holy cow, like this kid – he's doing it himself. A Florida team that really wasn't great this season. You knew LSU was going to have to score, and Daniels literally, it felt like, won that game for them with his play. We could probably say that for all nine wins. I think, Glenn, it's kind of scary to think about, and as we, you know, get into the bowl game, done with the regular season officially, like, do you have an idea of what this team would have looked like without Jaden Daniels at the helm? Does it scare you to think about what the record would be when you look at close games against Missouri that probably would have gone the other way? And that's no knock against Garrett Nussmeier. I think it's just more of a praise of what Daniels was able to do this season.
Yeah, I don't think they get to nine wins. Certainly, I don't think they have anywhere close to the kind of season they had offensively in terms of leading the country and total offense and just the consistency that they showed week in, week out. Daniels, I think, bought you – I'd have to go back and really look at it, but I would say he bought you at least three or four wins this year. I mean, and that's just about what every, you know, Heisman quarterback will do for you if you do, yeah. You know, if you really kind of look back and peel back a team and look at the consistency that they have. A Heisman Trophy kind of guy will get you an extra couple wins where maybe you don't think you're playing your best. I mean, certainly the Florida game is one that I think, you know, look, Florida still put up 35 points. I mean, they were in it for a little bit there and just said, no thanks. We're going to run away with it from you guys. But, and then, you know, obviously the Missouri game, I don't know that you win the Missouri game without Jaden and certainly his fourth quarter heroics there. You know, Ole Miss, you know, you lost that game, but you're not even in that game. You know, it's blowout city without Daniels in that game, and you don't really have a chance in the fourth quarter. And I think you can make that argument certainly for the Alabama game as well. So you know, there's even the games that LSU lost, you could see the impact that Daniels was having on the team and on the roster. Arkansas is another one. 34-31 win over Arkansas. You only win by 3 points, and Daniels had a really nice day kind of trying to match KJ Jefferson blow for blow in that one as well. So, yeah, I mean, look, there's always going to be some games in there that, you know, especially when you lose three in the regular season that you wish you could have had back. But you know, there's certainly no argument that you can make that LSU would be a better team without Daniels or even close to the team that they were this year without Daniels. He was really, really special this year. And I think it, you know, we'll get into this now a little bit, but I think it sets a trend here going forward for how, you can view the quarterback position at LSU. It was definitely a really great moment last night, I think, in terms of changing the tide and in that respect.
Man, perfect segue as we talk about what the Heisman means for the future here at LSU. Look, it's no secret that Brian Kelly has talked about this. A lot of people have had conversations. When you talk about what it means for the future, obviously a lot of people's minds go to what Bryce Underwood could bring on the recruiting trail. But not only that, especially with what Garrett Nussmeier could potentially bring next year. Man, you mentioned it, Glenn. You know, you've been a part of the LSU coverage for a while now. Me being an SEC guy has always watched LSU from afar. You mentioned as we started the show off, LSU has been a place that's had the skill position, has had the elite defenders. They haven't had the quarterback. Man, if, now is that starting to buck that trend, really? You know, I saw some tweets last night. Is LSU, you know, transfer quarterback you? Like, is that where you go if you're a transfer quarterback? The next step is the homegrown talent, and you got a guy in Nussmeier next year, potentially Bryce Underwood, if you can bring him in. I think that's the next step in the evolution of the quarterback on this roster, but I think it's safe to say that over the past decade, this has been a place where if you want to go play quarterback at a high-level, you know, university and you want to win a Heisman, you want to be drafted high, which we all assume Jaden Daniels can be, you know, a first-round talent at the very least. I think that you have to sit here and say, you know, it's no longer the Ohio States, the Georgias, the, you know, USC's, the world. LSU's firmly in the mix as a place where you can go play quarterback and you can go make a lot of money on Sundays.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as decade back. I would go half decade for sure. Mm-hmm. Just because a decade ago, it was right in the middle of some of the issues that they had. But yeah, I would say, yeah, that was, you know, that it's exactly what LSU needs in terms of just building that kind of messaging out to quarterbacks of the future, quarterbacks that you're recruiting out of high school, quarterbacks that are in the transfer portal right now. I mean, we've seen LSU tied to a couple of different ones here in the early going of the portal. We'll see if they kind of make a connection there and bring somebody else in to compete with Nuss and certainly with what Ricky Collins and Colin Hurley will give you next year. But one of the big things I took away really from the last week, and you know, we talked about it a little bit with Sherman last week, and certainly some with you know, Jaden over the last couple of days as well that he's talked about. You know, one of the things he said before his Heisman ceremony was, he wanted to leave LSU in a better place than he found it. And that was something that was, you know, I know that's kind of a cliche saying that a lot of these really great players wind up, you know, kind of saying over the years, but I think there's no doubt that he did that. And one of the ways that he's gone about making sure that he has a really strong legacy and a foundation here, apparently he's been a really great mentor for a guy like Ricky Collins. And you mentioned kind of the development piece, the homegrown development angle to all this. I think you nailed it on the head there. It was one of the points that I made in that piece that we wrote this morning. You know, they've proven now that they can go in and they can take a transfer quarterback and that they can make him, you know, a Heisman candidate, a first round draft pick, a, you know, future icon in the program. They've done that twice now, and I think that's you know, that'll certainly help LSU when it's out on the road and it needs to find a transfer portal quarterback, whether that's this year, whether it's next year, whether it's just whatever in the future. But you mentioned it, like they have to be able to take some of this homegrown talent, these guys that they bring in as high school recruits, and develop them and make sure that they're ready to take, you know, take the mantle as the next quarterback for the program as well. I mean, you can
call from mom, answer it, call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
It really goes back to what Brian Kelly has said. He doesn't want to have to build through the transfer portal, and the best way you can do that is to recruit guys at a very high level and then develop them over a couple-year period. And so you've seen that, you know, with Nuss the last 3 years. He's been very patient and sticking around, and you know, I would imagine he'll be given every opportunity to win the quarterback job next year. And whether they bring in some extra competition for him, we'll find that out soon. But even for a guy like Ricky Collins, who, you know, I think has a lot of potential and was certainly a very exciting pickup for LSU last recruiting cycle. You know, he's somebody that you can tell is really bought in as well, because, you know, he's one of the guys that LSU really likes to bring out when they have their big recruiting visits. He's somebody that's kind of front and center, you know, very likable, very approachable with a lot of these recruits. And you can tell that he's making some really great strides within the program with his communication, with his development as well. So that's kind of the next step for this group. You know, developing guys like Nussmeier into those kinds of talents, those Heisman worthy, or at least guys that can get you into more successful seasons, you know, guys that can help you win championships. And that's, you know, that's going to be part of the pitch here to guys like Bryce Underwood and guys in the future that you're going to be talking to about joining the program at the quarterback position. So, you know, all that, you know, really, you know, it kind of sum up, you know, Jaden was asked, you know, about this exact question yesterday after the ceremony. And he said, well, why not LSU? You know, we've had two guys now come through here and do it at a very high level. That's no longer a, you know, a one hit wonder like you had with Burrow, that some people could have made that case, you know, a couple of years ago. It's a trend now. And I think, you know, you have that trend and you kind of try to recruit towards it. And, you know, keeping obviously guys like Joe Sloan and Mike Denbrock and all these guys together on the coaching staff side of things, that'll only really help you in your recruiting as well. But certainly having guys like Jaden and guys like Joe Burrow that you can really kind of show other people that, hey, this is what can happen when you come here and you put in the time and the effort and the and kind of buy into our process here, you can have similar success. And I think that's kind of what last night proved. And just it was a really good day, I think, for the program as a whole, as you kind of look forward to the quarterback position and what it could look like moving forward.
Obviously, you talk about next season. We mentioned the pitch to Bryce Underwood. I think something, too, like even though he didn't win it, Mike Denbrock being one of the finalists for the Broyles Award. I mean, that helps. Joe Sloan, as Sonny Shipp has pointed out and talked about, Joe Sloan's going to be a candidate for OC jobs across the country, you know, and they're going to look at that. All of that is something that's good. Yes, you know, you never want to lose key pieces like that, but it tells you that you're doing things the right way. When other highly touted teams covet your staff or covet what you have going on in that system. And like you mentioned, Sherman Wilson, I know that guy, he's a boot guy. He's a Louisiana guy, but what he's being able to do, some point somewhere, some school's going to say, is there any way we can get him to leave LSU for maybe a higher position there? And so it shows that in year three, yes, I will say this, 9-3, in the grand scheme of things, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, Glenn, as we wrap it up here, 9-3 in the grand scheme of things is a positive step within the scope of this season. It definitely hurts because you felt like, I mean, you had a Heisman Trophy winner. You don't want to go 9-3 with a Heisman Trophy winner. But, man, it really does feel like they're trending in the right direction, not only in the quarterback department, but offensively. And I'm excited because for LSU fans, you know, as we get into the offseason, we'll call it, if there really is such a thing in college football anymore, there's a lot of position battles. I think a lot of storylines to watch. Wide receiver is going to be one that's really, really fun to watch. Yeah. Who steps up? You know, the development of Garrett Nussmeier, you know, for the first time, at least for me, you know, you really get to see this guy with – here's the reins. All right. You know, this is your job to lose, especially as they get into spring ball. I'm excited personally to watch what this looks like and can they carry over. Now, look, I'm not saying that we should expect Garrett Nussmeier to win the Heisman, but I think also too, None of us expected to sit here a year ago and say, I think, you know, talk about Jaden Daniels winning the Heisman Trophy. So anything can happen, like you said, if that work is put in.
Yeah, and in these next 15 practices are going to be really important for Garrett too. I mean, just in terms of, Jaden hadn't officially made a decision yet. I personally, this is just my educated guess, would be surprised if Jaden ends up playing in the bowl game, which would give somebody like Garrett a lot of, first team opportunities, give Ricky Collins some first and second team opportunities. I absolutely agree with what you're saying there. And, one other thing that I think I didn't really mention that I thought was, something that should be noteworthy in that piece that we wrote was and you kind of mentioned it here on the outset with guys like Cody Worsham and kind of their department, that they did a nice job of promoting this campaign for Jaden. This is an opportunity that, you can pitch out on the recruiting trail in terms of, hey, if you come here and you succeed and you have, the work ethic and all that stuff down to compete at a very high level and produce on the field, those NIL opportunities, those, everyone's, talking about the NIL and, what kind of, LSU's falling behind some other programs in that respect. Mm. And, I think a big pitching point here for LSU is going to be, well, hey, even if we don't have the deepest pockets, even if we don't think that, that's something that will attract, every single elite recruit that we target, we can still have that, kind of on the back of our minds that, this is a place where you can come and you can develop, and on the field, your on the field performance will bring those opportunities. I mean, we just saw Jaden, sitting next to, the Todd Graves, the owner of Raising Cane's in New York City. And he, was wearing a walk-on's lapel for his, Heisman Trophy ceremony last night. I mean, he's definitely embraced that part of it, and he's definitely earned every opportunity he's had since he got here. I mean, he's had a big Powerade commercial. He's done a bunch of different things since getting here and since becoming a superstar here. And I think that's just another angle, to this, and LSU being able to kind of promote their campaign, promote that through him, their brand through him. That's something that can extend to other players that come here in the future. It's something that will certainly, we talked about it after Joe Burrow won. He'd never have to buy another, beer in Baton Rouge ever again. I think you could certainly make the same case for Jaden Daniels and anybody else in the future that has kind of similar success or comes here and plays hard and leads this team to success. This is the kind of place where if you have success, people will remember for a very long time. And you'll be able to reap the benefits of that for years to come. So I think that's a big part of this as well. When you're talking about bringing in future guys and what that could look like, there was just one other thing that I wanted to point out.
And you mentioned Raising Cane's, you mentioned the Powerade. I mean, having your face on billboards plastered throughout Times Square doesn't hurt either last night too. I mean, it's just really, and I know that, we're supposed to be covering the team from objective, but really super kudos to LSU's marketing department. I mean, the way that they have just gone about branding. I mean, that kid, Jaden, that was said so many times during the Heisman ceremony last night. I mean, these monikers, and I think too, Glenn, and maybe we dive into this in an article or talk with Sonny about this on a podcast one day as we wrap it up here. It's not – LSU doesn't seem like a place where up front where other schools are like, hey, here's the money that you're going to make. But now LSU says, here's the opportunity. Yeah. Like, here's the payoff. And I think that does mean for, a lot of kids with the mentality like Jaden of a competitor, it's – I think that's something that as NIL, which I do believe is going to have to be reined in somewhat, I think LSU is positioning themselves, say, hey, look, it's not going to be upfront dollar amounts. We're not, in free agency per se. You kind of have to be. But the opportunity that you have to come here and see some of the opportunities that a guy like Daniels has had, a guy like Malik Nabers has had, so many other players, it does have them positioned. And personally for me, if I was an LSU fan, if I'm an LSU fan listening to this today, I feel pretty confident about, where LSU's heading in all of the general direction, football program, branding, and NIL opportunities.
Yeah, that's an important piece of all this. And I agree absolutely that, eventually there's going to be some kind of legislation on this and there's not going to be any free agency. Now, whether that's in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, that's a conversation for another day. I do think that the way that LSU's approached this is probably – the way that you could see it going in the future, like, and yeah. as like kind of the foundation of where, you know, you can go out there and you can say, hey, there are these opportunities for you if you come here, but we're not going to promise you everything just to get you here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got to come in here, you got to work hard, and you've got to earn your spot, earn your playing time, produce on the field, and everything else take care of itself. And you'll be able to take care of you. You'll be able to take care of your family, and whatever else, you know, is kind of comes with that. So, yeah, I think that's a very good point and something that LSU, I think, is certainly recruiting to when they make when they target these guys.
No empty promises. It kind of feels like with LSU. I think that's going to be something very interesting. But hey, Heisman Trophy Sunday, we'll call it. And look, we still have great more content coming up because while that's going on, Sonny alluded to it in his VIP piece, which makes sure you go get a Go 24/7 subscription, 50% off. Take advantage of that. You can sign up. If you're listening or watching us, we're going to have a link down in the bio that's going to take directly to that page so that you can sign up. The staff's been spread thin. Recruiting, transfer portal, Heisman Trophy ceremony, Louisiana State Championships this past weekend. Shout out Ahmad Burrow and Rustin for getting a big title over two future Tigers, Ahmad Burrow and Tre'Dez Green, just battled it out down there in New Orleans. And I know, Glenn, that you would probably better competition than what the Saints are putting on display here on a Sunday. It's okay. The NFC South as a whole. I know I got the helmet in the background. It's just it's unwatchable. We don't want to watch it.
Don't get me started on the Saints, man. I'm in a good mood. Berry commitment coming next week too, guys. Late next week, and I'm sure we'll be in town for that. And he lives literally, or his school is literally like 5-10 minutes from where I grew up. So we'll make sure to get down there and cover all that stuff as well. So we'll be on top of all of it.
Yes. It's a big time of the year. December. You know, you think football season's crazy. December's absolutely nuts. And hey, on top of that, we have a bowl game. Bowl practice starts this week. So look out for coverage of that. And I believe we're going to be able to attend practice at some point this week too, which is going to be great to get some insight on, you know, who's playing where and what young names to kind of watch out for. Always exciting because while you might not find it exciting right now, this time last year, you were because certain names were kind of using them that platform. Malik Nabers last year used that platform to really catapult into a Biletnikoff-worthy season. We'll just end the conversation right there.
Maybe you can get a record-breaking season or a record-breaking final game in here coming up.
I will say this, Glenn, as we wrap it up. If Jaden doesn't want to play in the game, okay, understood. You've earned the right not to play. One drive. Jaden to Malik to hook up for the record breaker, and then let's get a timeout, call him off the field, and let the LSU fans down there in Tampa give him a standing ovation. That's what I would like to see, at least.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I wouldn't complain about that. Now we'll see if it happens, but you know,
it's wishful thinking. We can all hope and dream, yeah. I guess. But hey, check us out. Go 24/7. Like I said, the website, 50% off deal. Take advantage right now. We got the Harlan Berry commitment coming up. And remember, that 50% off deal will carry you through the Bryce Underwood decision, tentatively still scheduled for January, that you really need to be a part of. And man, it's going to be a ton of fun to cover that as well. Bryce Kuhn alongside Glenn West. Check us out on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in. And we will catch you next time here on the Go 24/7.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.